following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
That's so nasty.
So I knew my British boyfriend was also pretty much like a top, but I can work with that. Like I can compromise. It's called verse is what they call it. Uh-huh. In case you didn't know, like if you top and you bottom, you're verse.
Just to let you know, I just took a picture of you talking about Shart Week, and I'm gonna send it to Big Fatty.
Okay, do it. So to continue my short story, so I knew my British boyfriend was gonna want to have butt sex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even that big of a fan of butt sex. BJ's all day. Like, I'm fine.
BJs are pretty good. A handy BJ, less sloppy. It's not a lot of work.
Right. You don't have to prepare. Anyway, right. So I was like, I had all this bar food and I had beer and I was like, I need to get rid of that because somebody's going to be want to be up, getting up in those guts.
Right.
So gross. So I had never experienced a glycerin suppository before. Do you know what that is?
Well, I would think it would be like glycerin that you put up and it makes it slippery, right?
It basically there are these they look like little wax bullets.
Yeah.
And you shove it.
They're like oval.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you put it up there and it basically makes you poop almost immediately.
Right.
Which also, side note, I keep digressing.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Ugh, that's so nasty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2384 of the BFO 448. The 3rd of March, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, let me guess, we get to hear Diggers, Bumper, and lots of so-so questions. Hello, Exodus, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have all right. It's going well. Yo, you are Exodus today. Big Fatty, just about all of them are. It's true because, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six. Six, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, if you got that many, we better get to them right away. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, today for right the 3rd of March, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say two very special celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, you hear him on the last little show of every month here on the BFO, singing the Bulgarian national, Big Fatty, and he does it with his dulcet tones. It's true. Y'all, is that Stevie B? And Stevie B has been at the Good Days and Lost Wages, and y'all, he shares a celebration of exiting the birth canal with none other than, y'all, she's an integral part of the BFO, and Big Fatty, and she loves Vita. Her heart belongs to Vita and the corners. You know, she doesn't like round cake. She wants corners. Yes, that's true. Y'all, it's Miss Bacon. It is Miss Bacon. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Stevie B and Miss Bacon. And y'all, then on Saturday, we have three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first. Y'all, she's on that How Much Do We Love a Little Show. They made a resurgence a while back, and y'all, they've disappeared again. Y'all, is that Sarah Davis? Yes, Big Fatty. Another birthday on Saturday, y'all. He's part of a dynamic duo, y'all. It's Rob One. Rob One of the Rob. Yes, Big Fatty. He's been to the villa. It's true. The Robs have been to the villa. And y'all, then the last celebration of exiting the birth canal on Saturday, y'all, he's out there in the Vancouver driving like a bat out of hell. Y'all, it is the Faye Driver. Yes, baby, we love the Faye Driver. And then on Sunday, y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, it is none other than the one that put the old stinky, he put the stink in stinky orangutans. Y'all, it's Big Ricky. Yes, Big Ricky. And so, y'all, if you see Miss Bacon or Stevie B or Rob One or Sarah Davis or the Faye Driver or Big Ricky, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get corners of cake.
Happy, happy birthday to you. It's February Content Contest Month. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the fat one with so-so questions. Because that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall love giving away gift cards for mediocrity. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, get on the ball. Call, email, or comment with those mediocre questions.
That is correct. And y'all, that, of course, is Digga Big Fatty. I'm so glad you let us know who that was. I've wondered all month long. My memory's shot. Digga, thank you again. Thank you so much for the... totally original, never used before bumper. It was lovely. It was just lovely. And y'all, today we're gonna go over here to the comments. Because there's some so-so comments over here. Y'all, Miss Bacon, the Big Fatty, she's the birthday girl. It's true. Miss Bacon says, kicking it old school, pink or brown? Big Fatty, Volga. Pink. Big Fatty. That is indeed a so-so question. Miss Bacon, that a Big Fatty, she's going to spin up her cake from Y'all, that gosh, no, not that Phyllis, that Phyllis, I think it's that Phyllis Lindstrom, Phyllis, it's you, says, bring ready, has there been more than one skull? If so, how many have there been, and how does the current skull rank amongst them? Is she the skulliest skull? So far, and finally, if you were walking down the street and saw the skull on fire, if you saw the skull on fire, would you cross the street to pee and spit on her? Thank you for your call, Phyllis. Well, first of all, Phyllis, thank you so much for this question. It's lovely, just lovely to hear from you. And it's actually two. That's chicken pot pie. I had that. This is two so-so questions, and I've got a couple of so-so answers. There truly is only one skull. And truly, I mean, there may be other people in the skull's position, but there will truly only be one skull, and she is the sculliest of the skulls, without a doubt. So if I were walking down the street and saw the skull, would I cross the street to pee or spit on it? I know old Vader. I know old Vader would jump at the chance. To pee or spit on a bee, Fanny. But no, I don't wish harm on even on the skull. And I'd probably look for a bucket or call an ambulance, Big Fanny. Y'all, we're back with another so-so question from the birthday girl, Miss Bacon. She says, "Brick Freddy, were you ever under Vader's spell? That spell with a P." I don't know what that means. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the so-so questions. Would that spell Vader's cell? Spell with a P. I don't... Big Fatty, I don't get it. First of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the question. I don't know what in the hell you're talking about. Big Fatty, nothing new there. There's only one person. Only one person under Vader's spell, and it's the birthday girl. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Gus Chad. Gus Chad has a so-so question. It says, if Granny is a granny, how many kids and grandkids does Granny have? Well, first of all, Gus Chad, thank you so much for the post over there at the BFO. It's lovely, lovely to hear from you. If Granny is a granny, how many kids and grandkids? Well, first of all, thank you. Anytime Granny is involved, it is absolutely a so-so question. Mercifully, Granny has not been responsible for any spawns. There are no grandkids or great grandkids. Although, he's old enough to have them, but he's Granny because he shits himself. Hey, he just poops. He's an old poop. That's why. That's true. Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon is back with another one. She says, fart pants. When you were a wee tot and your daddy was in the coal mine getting black lung, did your mama stay home with you? Well, birthday girl, thank you again for another so-so question. A lovely one at that. And it's true. My mama did not work. She was home. While all of us young'uns were growing up, I tell you what, you gotta give the Hatterina a lot of credit. She had three boys, each of them were 3 years apart, it was me, and then my middle brother was 3 years younger than me, and my youngest brother was 3 years younger than him. And y'all, it's three hellions. Three hellions, I tell you. Yes, Big Fatty, no one's disputing it. Chris, from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, posted a so-so question over there at the He says, Big Fatty, do you share your dice with Buddy's name with anyone? Some of us might want to play with your dice, Big Fatty. That sounds vulgar. Chris, anytime you want to play with my dice, you just get them in your hands and give them a roll, Big Fatty. It gets worse. First of all, Chris, thank you so much for the so-so question. Lovely. Lovely to have your post over there at the BFO. Yes, I do. This is indeed a so-so question. The so-so answer is that my dice with Buddy's name is Big Fatty Online. Chris, and anytime you want to play with my dice, you just, yes, Big Fatty, let me know. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we got one last one here from Miss Bacon, the birthday girl. Yes, Big Fatty, it says, this question is for Poodle. Big Fatty, it's for me. Oh, okay. Please leave the room. Okay, I've got to leave the room. Insert Toppy's walking and squeaky door sound here. Okay, Big Fatty, insert that here. We don't have that. Let's see. Well, what can we insert instead? Okay, the coast is clear. Let me see what the question is. It's
When Fart Pants is out for the evening, what kind of shenanigans do you get into? First of all, Miss Bacon, a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. I hope you get a corner or two on your cake. And shenanigans are for the youngsters. I am a lady. By the way, Miss Bacon, someone asked a social question. You've given me an opportunity to answer this. Someone asked a question. If I were a tree, what kind of tree would I be? And I said a fir tree, but that Moose Pea had a much better answer. A dogwood. Okay, Big Fatty, you can come back now.
We've got one more question here. Is from that mysterious Crone Haven. And it says, Big Fatty, it seems like everyone there... It seems like everyone there always has a fine time at the Horror Hotel. So why isn't it called the Happy Hotel instead? Well, first of all, Mysterious Cronehaven, thank you so much for the so-so question. Lovely. Just lovely to hear from you. I understand you saw old Stinkpot at the furry convention. The Horror Hotel. Lots of people there. It's the Horror Hotel because it's the leather. But not everybody is into the leather. When Mr. Cackle comes for hot dog down the hallway, everybody will be happy. We'll be happy then, Big Fatty, except Dr. P. And why won't Dr. P be happy? Because Mr. Cackle will be with him. Let's just say, Cronehaven, even in the most horrifying of times, even like when Granny is there, the Horror Hotel, people that go there usually have a happy ending. Fatty Vulgar. And y'all, our last post over at the BFO is from that Gus Chad, and he says, how far will So-So Month flow into March? And Gus Chad, first of all, thank you again for the question. The easy answer is at least until Tuesday. Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Big Fatty, why do we have so many celebrations of exiting the birth canal? Well, I think it corresponds. There was a lot of fucking the first weekend in June. Big Fatty! So, got the nip in town. He'll be here until Tuesday morning, but I think he's going to be out of town for the weekend, down near where his hatch used to live. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard it's Big Ricky. Big Ricky, if you eat like a coconut cake, how do you turn coconut cake into chocolate cake?
That's so nasty.
Oh, that's right. You have to poop it out, just like Granny.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah! We'll be right back.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.